From the pen of the master storyteller Archie Jeffries comes a story masterfully told. A story of two men whose destinies are tragically intertwined. A story of power, sex, money, greed, and revenge. And love. And jealousy. Bitterness. Despair. Ambition. Anger. Passion. Deceit. Hatred. And lust. Not to mention many other things. Adapted from the book you bought in the duty-free shop when your flight was called. Now, at last, on radio, Gush! With special guest star, Elizabeth Taylor as the old woman at the bus stop. Gush is brought to you in association with Club Champagne.
Welcome aboard Concorde, Mr. Cravat.
Call me Foxwell. Everybody does. Including the Prime Minister.
Glass of champagne, sir?
Klug.
Yes, only the best. It's not every day we fly the 51-year-old Minister for Trade on a vital crisis-solving mission.
News travels fast. Nearly as fast as this Concorde, which should get me to Dubai in under 4 hours.
Yes, 4 hours. So you'll be just in time for the Middle East Transworld Oil Pipeline Conference. Is it really true that Prince Saudi of Arabia is threatening to cut off supplies of crude and to plunge Europe into an oil crisis, crippling world trade?
Whatever gave you that idea?
This headline in the Daily Globe.
Prince Saudi of Arabia threatens to cut off crude supplies, Europe to be plunged into oil crisis, crippling world trade. Damn.
Don't forget, the one man who holds the balance of power is Max Pomeroy. Oh, your glass. I'll get you another one.
Never, never mention that name in my presence again.
What, Max Pomeroy? Oh, I'm sorry, Foxwell.
The name's Cravat. And if I were you, I'd keep out of my way. 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 Out of my way!
Oh, I could have run you over.
Sorry, I tripped over one of your English pavements. We don't have them back home. We have sidewalks.
You're an American, aren't you? Well, that's different. We need to make allowances for our transatlantic cousins. Welcome to Cambridge. The famous university in 1957. The name's Cravat.
I'm Max Pomeroy. Pleased to make your acquaintance. Cravat. Hey! Aren't we rooming together this semester?
Pomeroy? So you're the brilliant young Yank on the Harvard Tripos Scholarship.
Yeah.
Do you like my trousers?
A word in your ear, Pomeroy. One doesn't wear Oxford bags in Cambridge.
Gee, thanks for the tip. And speaking of tips, I'm reading business and law, and I'm tipped for the best top first ever.
I know, Pomeroy. One thing that you'll find out about Cambridge. News travels fast. Nearly as fast as my vintage Bentley car. Jump in, or we'll miss dinner in King's Hall. If we're late for grace, we'll be thrown in the fountain for a week.
Wow! I can see we're going to be great pals, Cravat. Pals for life.
Watch out, old woman at the bus stop.
Laureate, Laureamus, Cambridgensis, Pescola, Absalom, Paisai.
Oh, what's he saying, Foxwell? Floreamus,
Cambridgensis, Pescola, Absalom.
Oh, I see. Thanks.
And Sam, and Mass.
By the way, Pomeroy, you take your mortarboard off during grace.
Oh.
And put it on again for throwing bread rolls.
Amen.
Golly, all your varsity traditions seem so strange.
Nonsense. Stick with me, Pomeroy, and we'll soon turn you from a ghost colonial into the sort of chap I might have as a chum.
Oh.
toasted crumpet, Pomeroy.
No time for that, Foxwell. I've got to finish my tutorial thesis on advanced macroeconomics.
How about riding around town on a bicycle and smoking a pipe?
No way. I've got a doctorate to get by tea time. Otherwise, I'll never win the Victor Ludorum Business Fellowship.
We could always grow mustaches.
Jeez, oh, Foxwell, it's all right for you. I haven't got the money to do something like that. I've got to work.
I tell you what. Me and some of the chaps are taking on Oxford in the boat race this afternoon. Fancy an outing on the river. Fresh air, sunshine, thousands of people cheering you on.
Oh, well, I don't know.
It's a chance to give Johnny Oxford a bloody nose.
But what about John Maynard Keynes?
Can he row?
No, Foxwell. He's an economist, born in 1833, and notable for his concept of aggregate demand developed in the 1930s.
Of course.
Ah, shucks. I guess I'll have to discredit his supply-side theory tomorrow.
Good egg, Pomeroy. That's the ticket. After all, you know what's at stake here. The pride of Cambridge.
Quick, Ireland, they drink up or we'll be late for the big race.
Oh, Lady Arabella rowing such a bore. It's so passe. Can't we go to a jazz dive and hang out with the Inn gang? Same again, waiter.
Really, Ireland, not another one.
Oh, don't be so square, Lady Arabella. It's perfectly acceptable for women to drink in public. It's the late 1950s, for heaven's sake.
But this is the boat race. We'll miss the chance to meet those dishy oarsmen. But then in that, we could end up marrying one.
No, not me. I think a woman's role is changing. It's about to be the 1960s. I'm going to be an independent career girl on the pill.
And Lancy, what would your father the vicar say?
Oh, who cares? Post-war social changes, leaving him and his lower middle class values behind.
Well, I'm going to leave you behind if you don't hurry up. By the time we get there, all the old Etonians will be engaged.
Say, Foxwell, this isn't half bad.
I told you to be a lark. Come on, you chaps. We're 8 lengths behind Oxford. At this rate, we're going to lose and no mistake.
What do you say, Pomeroy?
I say Max Pomeroy loses to no one.
Gosh! So underneath the shy, bookish exterior, there lurks a will of steel.
We're 10 lengths behind now.
Chucks away, man.
Let's kick ass.
And Cambridge are putting in a late pass. But will it be enough to snatch the trophy? This year, so generously sponsored by Club Champagne, the finest name in champagne. And my goodness, Cambridge have won by a nose at the last minute. And it's all thanks to those big two in the middle, Max Pomeroy and Foxwell Trevett. What a glittering future these two golden boys have ahead of them, providing they remain friends and don't become bitter enemies.
Isn't it just divine?
The announcer?
No, Foxwell Cravat. But all blonde, good-looking, old Etonian one.
Really? I hadn't noticed. I suppose if I could be bothered to look, I'd prefer his friend, Mr. Pomeroy. The shorter, dark-haired one.
But, darling, he's an American.
Lady Arabella, you are such a snob. Didn't you know that America's where it's all happening? Haven't you heard Bill Haley and his celebrated comet? It's the latest thing.
Yes, he is rather attractive, come to think of it.
Bill Haley?
No, the announcer. I wonder where he went to school.
Light blue, dark blue, fizzle on the Thames, stroking down the vellum blade and torpid in the glens.
Stop reading that textbook, Max, and pour some of this excellent champagne over your head.
I don't know, Foxwell. We come from different worlds, you and I. You're the heir to the Cravat Estates. You come from a long line of land-owning cravats.
Whereas you, from what you told me, fought your way up from the Jewish-Italian ghettos of Harlem, where you were adopted by Lithuanian emigres who fled from Hitler's Nazi Germany. Yes, I suppose you've got a point. Still, no matter. Arabella Derbyshire's throwing a bat in Great Quad tonight. Why don't you come along?
You mean Lady Arabella Derbyshire, the beautiful and aristocratic top dev of the London season?
That's the one.
Heck, Foxwell, I guess I kind of wish I...
Good. See you there, then. And don't forget, Beth Bibb and Tucker, it's a fancy do. In the meantime, who's for soap rugby?
The Right Honourable Charles de Vere.
Charlie.
Arabella
Darling, you look sensational.
Thank you, Charlie. I made the dress myself. It's the latest fabric. Nylon.
You know, I wouldn't be at all surprised if one day you didn't become a big cheese in international fashion design.
Not me. I don't believe a girl should work. Unlike my friend, Nylancy Diamond, with her modern views.
Just because I want a career on the stage. Wake up, Arabella. This is the space age.
Fancy wanting to work. You must be mad. Bloody haters fixed me up with some job in the FO.
Isn't that the Foreign Office?
That's right. Apparently, I'm to be ambassador to Paris, France.
That's wonderful.
Is it? Sounds an awful bore. I was hoping to be a spy.
Oh, everyone's a spy nowadays, darling.
Trust, I'll ask you to make a topical reference to Burgess and McLean.
The Right Honourable Lord Foxwell Crevert.
Congratulations, Foxy, on the race this afternoon. First-rate skull skills.
Save your congratulations for Max Pomeroy. It was his race.
Pomeroy, that pushy American.
He's quite ghastly and poor with it.
Well, he may be poor at the moment, but mark my words, Max Pomeroy is a name you won't forget in a hurry.
Mr. Max!
Oh, sorry, what was it again, sir?
Pomeroy, idiot.
Mr. Max Pomeroy, idiot!
If you don't mind, Lady Arabella, you said bring a friend.
But what is he wearing?
It's not a dinner suit, that's for certain.
It looks to me like a tartan blazer on top of maroon trousers with cowboy boots and a lilac frilly shirt.
Well, at least he's wearing his mortarboard.
Yes, but on top of the statue.
Here he comes.
Delighted to meet you, your ladyness.
Great outfit, Pomeroy. Pity it isn't fancy dress.
Ow! My elasticated dicky bow tie.
Who's your tailor? Coco the clown?
Stop being beastly, Charlie.
Never mind, to teach our American friend some manners.
Lay off him, DeVere.
No, it's all right, Foxwell. I'll deal with him my way. You're pretty good at wisecracks, DeVere. Tell me, how good are you at tiddlywinks?
It's against college rules to play tiddlywinks, Pomeroy. Everybody knows that.
Yes, ever since the Prince Regent lost Belgium to a fellow undergraduate in 1747.
College regulations don't frighten me, DeVere.
Don't be a bloody fool, Max.
If tiddlywinks is good enough for the English-British royal family, then it's good enough for a Pomeroy.
All right.
Clear the room!
Yeah. All right, Max. I'll second you.
By the way, who was this historic tiddlywinker of yore?
His name was DeVere.
Prepare for a thrashing, you Yankee upstart. Then what are we playing for? It can't be money, since you haven't got any.
Since I seem to be so improperly dressed, I'll take your dinner suit.
And what if I win?
I shall leave Cambridge this very night, never to return to England, Britain.
I say, Max, good for bloody old you.
Let the tiddles commence.
Good luck to you.
Come on. The Americans winking and tiddling like a man possessed. They've been at it for hours.
Now, come on.
Come on.
Yeah! Concede, Pomeroy, you're outwinked.
Never.
Oh! My God, look, it's 99 all. Whoever gets 100 wins.
And it's DeVere's tiddle.
Oh, come on, God. Come on.
You can do it. You can do it, old boy. You can do it.
He's missed. Steady, Max. Everything rests on this wink. It's your chance not only to win a rather splendid dinner suit, but also to stay at Cambridge and continue with a brilliant career.
Okay. Here goes.
Or alternatively, you could miss and leave in disgrace and ruin to the eternal shame of your family.
Thanks, Foxwell.
Looks like it's going out.
No! It's bounced! Teetering on the edge of the block. Oh. Stop!
It's in! You've done it, Max!
Okay, DeVere, let's have your dinner suit.
I knew you were ambitious and pushy, Pomeroy, but I didn't know you were a cad to boot.
A bet is a bet.
A gentleman would leave me my trousers.
Ha! A gentleman wouldn't have played with loaded tiddlywinks.
Why, you ambitious, pushy, ruthless, low-down cheating...
Put some clothes on, Charlie. You're making a fool of yourself.
Max, darling, yeah, I thought you were wonderful. Yes. I'm Iolanthe Diamond, and I'm going to be the most famous actress in the world. I'm blonde, and I'm 19. Let's dance!
Passports, please. Ah, the esteemed Foxwell Cravat, English Minister for Trade. Our humble kingdom of Araby welcomes such a distinguished visitor. May I say that your noble visage is like that of a warrior camel on the moonlit eve of battle.
I'm sorry, it's an old photograph.
Cravat, good to see you. I'm De Vere of the Foreign Office, British Consul.
Good God. De Vere. You're the Consul. When they told me I'd be met by Charlie Fortescue Ambrose de Vere, I had no idea it would be the Charlie Fortescue Ambrose de Vere I knew at Cambridge.
Cambridge. It all seems like only just now. Ahmed's sorting out your bags. Ah, here he is.
A thousand pardons. Your designer luggage has been lost.
What do you mean, lost? My brand of designer luggage is to luggage what... what Krug is to fine quality champagne.
It's been sent to Montego Bay by mistake, but I shall do my utmost to ensure on the life of my grandmother's goat that it is retrieved.
Mm-hmm. So, what's the schedule, De Vere?
Well, the reception at the World OPEC Trade Conference delegation starts at 1800 hours. Mm-hmm. Prince Saud is making a statement at 2000 hours, which gives you 200 hours to change his mind.
What, to persuade him to ratify his agreement with Her Majesty's government and to continue pumping crude oil down Pomeroy's pipeline?
Yes. You must really stick in your craw, Cravat.
What, having to bail out my worst enemy, who, should the Transworld pipeline fail, would certainly go bankrupt?
No, the fact that your luggage has been sent to the West Indies.
I won't let my personal animosity towards Pomeroy interfere with my duty to Queen and country.
So you don't mind about the luggage, then?
No. Fortunately, I didn't pack the one thing you really need in the desert. These designer photochronic sunglasses.
I say, isn't that Max Pomeroy over there?
Yep.
Good grief. You've broken one of the lenses.
Never, never mention that name in my presence again.
What, Max Pomeroy?
Yes.
Whatever did happen to you two?
It's all water under the bridge. The bridge. The bridge.
The bridge! Look out for the bridge, Max!
I am looking out. You look out for Lady Arabella Derbyshire and Iolanthe Diamond, our girlfriends, who are in the punt with us.
If music be the food of love.
Well then, Iolanthe,
I could eat a concerto.
Very good, Samuel. You really are made for music. I wouldn't be at all surprised if you weren't Prime Minister one day.
Try it, Arabella. I'm trying to learn my lines. I'm auditioning for the RSC's new production of Hamlet tomorrow.
The Royal British National Shakespeare Company? Oh, impressive. This calls for a celebration. Where's that bottle of pins?
Sorry, I made a start on it earlier.
But it's empty.
Don't lecture me, Arabella.
I say, girls, girls, don't spoil this perfect, lazy, sun-drenched May afternoon in Arcadia.
Move aside, butt teachers. No one gets in the way of Max Pomeroy.
Sorry, children.
Yes, here we are, the four of us, on the brink of life itself. I wonder what destiny holds for us.
I know what my niche in life is. It's called Gloucestershire. I shall return to the Cravat estate and go mad. What?
Not bad, Foxwell, but I prefer the concerto, joke. Maybe you won't be PM after all. Just take me in a second.
This is my water, Dick Breath. Eat punt pole.
Sorry, nuns.
What about you, Lady Arabella?
Why, I shall marry Foxwell, I suppose, and have hundreds and hundreds of children and some dogs. How about you, Max?
Shift your fanny, dog messes. What are you, blind?
Sorry, blind people.
Max is going to be fabulously rich and successful. That's why I love him.
He's the most ambitious person I've ever met.
And ruthless.
Oh, yes. Sorry, ruthless as well.
He seems to get more ruthless by the day. In fact, the rest of the world had better watch out.
What the point, don't match. Watch out, Max. Give way, poop brain. This is my right of punt.
Max, you fool. He's bigger than us. You can't ram a barge with a pump.
There's no such word as can't in a Pomeroy dictionary.
I'll have to... Are you all right?
Oh, yes. Yes, luckily the current swept us up to the shore, but... My God! Look! Arabella! Max! The wheel!
Help! I can't swim!
Hold on! I'm coming! I've got a massive debris and life saving from the University of Nebraska! Grab my hat!
That's it!
Oh, just a few yards now! Oh, we're almost there!
Max! You saved me!
Yes, Lady Arabella. You nearly lost your life.
Yes, Max. I've lost my heart.
Oh. Look, good old Max. He's giving my fiancée the kiss of life and heart massage. Yeah, that's the idea, Max. Take her clothes off. All those wet things will give her a cold. And to think that some people say he's a selfish, ambitious, ruthless American who might turn out to be disloyal as well.
Oh, Foxwell. Oh, Foxwell?
Yes?
The latest on your luggage is that it's not gone to Montego Bay at all.
Oh, good.
It's gone to Reykjavik. But don't worry, Ahmed promised on the life of his grandmother's goat that he would sort it out. Well, we'd better get into the World OPEC Delegation Conference before it's too late.
Taxi!
Okay, De Beer, fill me in.
You're in a Mercedes.
I'll need more than that.
You're also in Duban, Foxwell, the capital of the Kingdom of Araby.
Mm-hmm.
It's situated on a fertile coastal plain and has an average rainfall of 12 inches.
Now, that's all very interesting, De Beer, but what I want to know is how I stopped Prince Saudi holding the world to ransom.
The Reader's Digest Guide to Araby is rather hazy on that. My guess is that you'll have to deal with the boss of Transworld Oil, who holds the balance of power.
Who?
The man who has Prince Saudi's ear.
Sorry?
You know, your old rival, who we saw at the airport and who we don't mention.
There are no secrets from me, De Beer. I'm the Minister for Trade. Come on.
His initials begin with MP.
Martin Popplethwaite. I've never heard of him. Spit it out, man. Who are you talking about?
Oh, all right, if you insist. Look, are you absolutely sure you want me to tell you? Very well. It's Max.
Yes?
Pomeroy.
Here we are at the hotel. Thank you, taxi driver. And sorry about the shattered windscreen.
Sir, this is it. The Sahahahaha Excelsior.
Yes. Built in the 1970s by British architect Roger Richards. Very original use of light and space.
Put the guide away, De Beer.
Great Scott, look at that sign over there. Tonight, International Cabaret from Hollywood's Iolanthe Diamond. That couldn't be the Iolanthe Diamond we knew at Cambridge, could it?
It does say Iolanthe Diamond B.A. on Cantab.
What an extraordinary coincidence. Because Lady Arabella is in Duban as well.
What?
Yes. She's here launching her new range of international fashion designs, the Snazzy Collection. And apparently she's caught the eye of the wily nabob of the dunes, Prince Saudi of Arabia himself. Didn't you two used to...
Me and Prince Saudi? That's a damned lie.
No, you and Lady Arabella Derbyshire.
What's in the past is history, De Beer. We've got a world crisis to solve. The future is what lies ahead now.
By the way, De Beer, thanks for lending me your dinner suit.
Pleasure, but you might have left me the trousers.
Oh, no, sorry, De Beer. We can't have one of Her Majesty's ministers looking like an idiot just because his luggage is in Reykjavik.
Ah, yes, it would have been Reykjavik, but apparently there's been a mix-up at Ankara. Oh, look, there's Prince Tari himself.
Greetings, Mr. Cravat. I trust you still play a good hand of bridge?
Oh, I dabble, Your Highness. But how could I compare with a supreme grand master like yourself?
You are too kind.
Perhaps we could make up a four sometime.
With whom would you suggest?
Mr. Pomeroy, perhaps.
Yeah. If from what I hear, you prefer to partner Lady Arabella.
Let me remind you that you and your British government, Mr. Cravat, are playing for very high stakes.
Well, that depends, Your Highness, on who makes the most tricks.
Or who holds the best cards.
Or who shuffles the pack.
You deal in metaphors well, Mr. Cravat, but I fear you have overbid your hand.
You play a fine simile yourself, Prince Saadi. But let neither of us forget the game behind the game.
Which is?
Sorry, it's gone.
Foxwell, it's Lady Arabella Derbyshire in one of her stunning designer creations, the white little black dress.
Ah, Lady Arabella. Is she not like a fine Arab stallion whose pale skin glimmers in the desert night by the light of a thousand moons?
Can't see it myself.
Foxwell Cravat, after all these years.
Arabella, you haven't changed a bit.
Nor have you, Foxwell.
Well, I wasn't Minister for Trade then.
And I wasn't head of an international chain of fashion boutiques.
So, I suppose we have changed quite a lot, really.
I see you two have met before. Mr. DeVille, are they not like camels in the ocean, two ships adrift in an oasis?
I'll just have to take your word for it.
Excuse me whilst I just mingle with some very important people.
Isn't he just too exotic and mysteriously Eastern?
He's also holding the Western world to ransom.
All right, so I am having an affair with him. What business is it of yours? You don't own me, Foxwell. I'm not just a plaything to be manipulated by some puppet master. We may have had something once, Foxwell, but it's over. Do you understand?
As Her Majesty's consul, I must ask you both not to create a scene. This is a bloody sensitive diplomatic mission. We don't want to upset Johnny Towelhead.
For God's sake, Charlie, put some clothes on. You're making a fool of yourself.
Oh, no. It's Iolanthe Diamond.
Well, well, well. If it isn't old Foxy Cravat and Lady Arabella Toffee Nose. Iolanthe, you've been drinking.
Got it in one, lazy goody, two shoes, and why not? Jack Daniels has been a better friend to me than you ever were. You don't know what it's like to go from being the toast of Dream City to being the crumbs under the table. Hollywood sucked me in, chewed me up, and spat me out. 1 minute, I was in the fast lane of the yellow brick road. The next, I was bumming a ride to Nowheresville.
Isn't that in Kansas?
Here we all are, just like old times. Foxy, Arabella, me, DeVille. There's only one person missing. I wonder where he is now.
Who knows? He always was a mystery, an enigma. You never knew when he was going to turn up unexpectedly.
Yes. Who knows when he'll turn up unexpectedly next?
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome my esteemed guest, Mr. Max Pomeroy.
Foxwell! That was a Jeroboam of vintage Klug. What a waste of fine quality champagne.
Oh, my God. It's Pomeroy.
Yes.
And look, he's got a bomb.
Next week,
Will the bitter rivals' bitter rivalry push the world over the brink into global conflict? Yes. Gush was written by Ian Hislop and Nick Newman and starred Martin Jarvis as Foxwell Cravat, Mac McDonald as Max Pomeroy, Caroline Quentin as Iolanthe Diamond, Felicity Montague as Lady Arabella Derbyshire, Jonathan Coy as Charles Ambrose Fortescue DeVere, and also featured Julian Dutton, Toby Longworth, and Mandy Knight. The producer was Colin Swatch.